Cincinnati police and several civilians were honored Monday for their bravery in responding to last month's shooting at the Fifth Third Bank Center downtown. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. During a ceremony on Fountain Square, Cincinnati's police chief and Mayor John Cranley remembered the victims and thanked the first responders and everyone who helped out on September 6th.
I just want to say how proud we are of those who are going to be recognized today. You have earned this recognition. You have shown the essence of public service.
Three people were killed and two others wounded when a gunman opened fire in the Fifth Third Bank lobby. A motive remains unknown. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.
Please rise for the presentation of the colors.
We are well aware on September 6, 2018, an armed suspect entered the Fifth Third Bank Center located on Fountain Square and began discriminately shooting at Fifth Third Bank employees, patrons, security officers, and others, killing three individuals and harming two others right here at the center, the heartbeat of our beautiful city.
I just want to say how proud we are of those who are going to be recognized today. You have earned this recognition. You have shown the essence of public service.
I want to take this time to remember those whose lives were taken and those who were injured on that day a month ago. And I'd like to ask you to join me in a moment of silence in their memory.
A member of the department becomes eligible for nomination to receive the Medal of Valor when exhibiting an extraordinary act of bravery without regard for their own personal safety, and no duty to act is required or engage in combat with an armed and dangerous adversary, and face an unusually high risk of sustaining serious physical injury while displaying great courage, professionalism, and dedication to duty to prevail over the situation or adversary. First up, Specialist Gregory J. Toyas. Once on scene and without regard for his own personal safety, ran past the shooter and then engaged him with his firearm, forcing the shooter to run toward the other officers on scene. Specialist Toyas is deserving of this award of valor. Officer Jennifer M. Chilton. Officer Antonio D. Etter. Officer Eric Kaminsky, who, as part of the team, engaged the shooter with his firearm. Specialist Robert Boyce, who on his last day before retirement worked as part of the team who engaged the shooter and did so without regard to his own personal safety. Specialist Jennifer Luke, Specialist Thomas J. Sandman, Officer Al Staples. Officer Staples then assisted in the movement of severely shot victim to a safe location outside the building. This is the woman who was shot 12 times. Officer Joshua Condon, Hamilton County Sheriff Deputy James York. The Police Chief's Award for Distinguished Service is awarded to a member of the department distinguishing themselves by demonstrating exemplary initiative and service in any capacity. First up, Captain Mike Neville. Sergeant David Corlett. Sergeant Kara Graves. Sergeant David Moore. Specialist Scott H. Johnson is next. I want to recognize Officer Darren Hoderlein. Officer Brett Stratman arrived on scene.
Officer
and
Timothy
Epstein arrived on
Officer
scene.
Officer Kenneth Kober.
Officer Tamara Brown. Officer Amber Bolte. Next up is our Citizen Award of Bravery, Mr. Thomas Ritter, Fifth Third Bank. Also Security Officer Jared Drayman. A Citizen Award of Commendation next. This is Dispatcher Miranda Monson. Dispatcher Monson was the dispatcher on the incident channel when initial calls began to flood the city's emergency communications section.
Oh, say can you see by the home of the brave.
And I am proud of how this community truly came together. Today we are Cincinnati strong. Thank you.